very tempting to look at those texts, the James text, which is a polemic against a misunderstanding of Paul. You know, Paul is talking about justified by faith, but he's pouring out his life, risking his life, ultimately dying a martyr for the faith. He's not just sitting around believing. But it's that act by which we yield to God and put all our weight on God that establishes the right relationship, and everything flows from that. James wouldn't have any problem with that. But he's after the people who've misunderstood Paul and trying to shake them up a little for their good. And that's why the psalm is about a man who does things. And so we have, as usual, excerpts from the psalm, though this is Psalm 112, and it's pretty short. Blessed the man who fears the Lord. That's the beatitude again, right? Ashere. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who delights in his commandments exceedingly. Hard to translate that mode. And his posterity will be great. So they're describing an upright man. A lot probably like those Servite men who were leading good Christian lives, got to know each other there in Florence, and then said, we're supposed to go off, leave our families, make sure they're taken care of, and give our whole life to the monastic life. But they were good people. So you see, this psalm is a psalm celebrating that kind of single-heartedness. Blessed the man who fears the Lord, who delights exceedingly in his commands. Now, when does anybody delight exceedingly in commands? When they love the one who's giving the commands. Just tell me what you want, and I'll do it. Most of us, well, all right, if you want that, I guess I'll do it. But you see, the beatitude is on the one who, delights exceedingly in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. You see, riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. Those are these three characteristics of his person, you see. He is generous, merciful, and just. You see, Hashan, Rahum, and Sadiq. The first one, Hanun, that's the word, well, El Rahun, Rahum, V'Hanun. What people call God's calling card. Everybody has a little card. This is what I do. If you want, here's my phone number, all that stuff. What's God's calling card? Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. El Rahum V'Hanun. He is merciful and gracious. Rav Chesed. He is, when we translate it, rich in Chesed. Rich in mercy. That's his card, you see. And as one of the great Jewish commentators of the Middle Ages, Rashi, said, because this comes, this prayer, this description, it comes when Moses is interceding for the people. And then he says, let me see you. And God says, you can't see me now, but I'll pass by you and you can see my tov, my goodness, my beauty. So when he passes by, the Lord recites this, but he tells Moses, now look, because Moses had just prayed, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and have mercy on your people. Yes, they've sinned, but have mercy. And Rashi puts words in God's mouth and says, there could come a time when this people are so bad that they've exhausted the merits of the fathers. I'm going to give you another prayer to say. This one is inexhaustible. And it's this prayer, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum, merciful. You've heard me in Avodah. You know all those words right now. That's from Rechem, Boom, Hanun, gracious, and Rav, wealthy, rich in chesed, faithful, never gives, you know, unfaithful or reneges on his commitment. No matter what we do, that's why they translated mercy. Because it's a quality, interestingly enough, what can I say? The rest of the world, except for the Jews, never thought of themselves as bound to God with a covenant. God made that covenant, and he keeps it better than we do. And so that chesed is that enthusiastic, loving fidelity to the covenant. God is like that. We're not. And so that's what he's saying here. You see, well, here he's keeping that covenant to his brethren. You know, he cares for them. They need something, he cares for them. That's chesed. And so it goes on. Now you can see that this is the psalm they picked to describe these seven men who were upright. You know, some were married, you just heard that. Some were widowers and some were not married. But they all made sure that their families were taken care of before they set out. You see, that's chesed. If you're married with children, you just say, I really wish you the best of luck and take off. That's not chesed. You're bound to those people. So you see, it's a psalm celebrating the good old-fashioned virtues.